Sefer Tehillim contains a string of 15 mizmorim, 15 consecutive psalms, that open with the phrase Shir HaMa'alot, or in one case, Shir LaMa'alot. These mizmorim span from Kuf Kaf, chapter 120, to Kuf Lamed Dalet, chapter 134. Though the word Ma'alot is obviously derived from the Hebrew root Ala, to go up, the meaning of this repeated title, Shir HaMa'alot, is not clear from its immediate context. The Mishnah in Masechet Sukkah 5:4 explains the word ma'alot as steps, a meaning indeed found in several places in Tanakh. According to the Mishnah, the Levi'im used to stand upon 15 steps in the temple and recite the psalms in song, and these 15 steps are symbolic of the 15 Shirei HaMa'alot. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Nun Gimel has a different explanation for the word ma'alot. The Gemara relates an Agadah about David HaMelech, who dug down to the very foundations of the earth and thereby unintentionally unleashed the crushing powers of the subterranean waters, the Tehom, that were now able to burst out and submerge the world. By using the Shema Mefurash, David forced the Tehom 16,000 amot back below ground, but this proved to be too much, for the waters were now far too low to be of agricultural benefit to the soil of the earth. David therefore recited the 15 Shirei HaMa'alot, and thus drew the Tehom 15,000 amot back up, leaving it at the desirable distance of 1,000 amot from the earth's surface. Radak, Rabbi David Kimchi, quotes Rav Saadia Gaon as suggesting that Ma'alot is a vocal instruction, directing the singers to gradually raise their voices while performing these mizmorim. Radak mentions another explanation, that Ma'alot may be the groups of returnees from the Galut, making Aliyah to Eretz Israel. This last meaning of Ma'alot finds support in Ezra 7:9, Yesud HaMa'ala Mi Bavel, the commencement of the Aliyah from Bavel to Eretz Israel. The expression Yesud HaMa'ala became the name of a new Moshava in Eretz Israel in 1883 in the Upper Galilee. Its founders realized that, like in the time of Ezra, they too were called to leave modern-day Bavel and make the journey up to Eretz Israel. Going back to the Shirei HaMa'alot, their title may indeed imply that these mizmorim were indeed pilgrimage songs, either songs recited by Jews making Aliyah, going up to Eretz Israel, or as part of the Aliyah L'Regel, the journey up to Yerushalayim for the festivals, the three regalim.